This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. So we're going to talk here in just a moment. I'm going to play you that little sound, but I told you I was going to play how you can tell they didn't vet a thing. And I mean, not a thing on all these Afghan refugees. Then we'll touch on what we're actually doing down in Venezuela. I'll try to get to some emails, Lord willing, some other stories, but who knows? I warned you, the show was too jam-packed. It's just going to be a great week. So they brought in as many Afghans as they possibly could for two reasons. The first major reason they did it after the collapse of Afghanistan was their poll numbers were collapsing. The public was angry about the chaos, and they thought bringing in as many people as possible from Afghanistan would give them a little bit of a shield. Hey, we brought a bunch in. Look how many we brought in. That's one. And, of course, the second reason is one you know very well. They prefer foreigners over you. You, the patriotic citizen, are a nightmare for communists. Foreigners are not. Foreigners will aid them in every way. So that was the thinking. Just load as many Afghanis on a plane as you can. Now, they lied, of course, and said that they went through rigorous vetting and background checks.
I can absolutely assure you that no one is coming into the United States of America who has not been through a thorough screening and background check process. And
we already discussed how that's a lie. It takes forever to do a background check on one person. That many people from a foreign country where they wouldn't have the paperwork anyway. It can't be done. Now we're going to play for you the soundbite I told you I was going to play for you. In this soundbite, there's a little gem in there. And this little gem is something I'll point out when we get to it, and then we'll have a further discussion. This is Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley. He's interviewing Alejandro Mayorkas, then DHS, he was head of Department of Homeland Security. He was interviewing him about this very subject in front of the Senate. Here's how it went.
Now, you've testified that you're not doing those interviews.
Not at all.
That they're not happening.
You are correct that we are not conducting in-person full refugee interviews of 100% of the individuals.
What percentage are you conducting?
I don't have that information.
What number have been interviewed?
What we are doing.
Wait. What number of the more than 60,000 brought to the country? What number have received an in-person interview before they came to the country? Because you said 100% are screened. So what percentage have been given an actual interview by a trained official before they come to the country?
When you're speaking of a full refugee-like interview, I don't have that data.
By the way, are you following what's happening to people who've been brought to this country? On September 19th, a female U.S. service member was assaulted by a group of male Afghan evacuees housed at Fort Bliss. September 5th, a report from your office, the DHS, from U.S. officials at intake centers in Wisconsin identified numerous incidents in which Afghan girls have been presented to authorities as the underage wives of much older men. Other reports of assaults and rapes by Afghan men for Afghan girls. These are some of the folks who've been brought here because they haven't been screened, because you haven't conducted interviews. Don't you think that's a problem?
There are two things that can happen. They can be criminally prosecuted depending on the reason for their violation.
Mr. Secretary, my time's expired. I've got to turn it over to other senators.
Now, that was the full thing, but we don't have to play the full thing to catch the important part. The important thing to do when you hear these communist scumbags giving testimony before the House or the Senate is to listen for the legal disclaimer language. legal disclaimer language. Now, what do I mean by that? Legal disclaimer language. These people get with their high-priced, high-powered attorneys. They know they're going to be asked questions. They know they cannot possibly be truthful in answering these questions. So, how do I answer the question without putting myself in a bad position later? Should I be brought to trial or brought up on perjury charges? What exact language do I use that can get me out of trouble later on for the lies I'm about to tell? And Alejandro Mayorkas lays his out almost immediately.
Now, you've testified that you're not doing those interviews.
Not at all.
That they're not happening.
You are correct that we are not conducting in-person full refugee interviews of 100% of the individual.
What percent?
We're not conducting in-person with 100%. What did he just do there? Well, you know what we were doing. It was probably a computer program, maybe a form we had them fill out, because there wasn't time to facilitate actual vetting of the people we were throwing on the plane. I'm sure we had them fill out a couple documents, answer a questionnaire. So there was no in-person vetting at all. Probably of 0%. If there was, it was probably a very small percent. But you always listen for the legal disclaimer language. We're not conducting in-person interviews of 100%. Why would you answer it like that? Because him and his lawyer sat down and they figured out, well, one day we have to assume you're going to be dragged in front of a judge, maybe another Senate hearing, and we have to make sure they can't play your comments and have your comments be an outright lie. So if you didn't do in-person interviews with any of them, and maybe, just maybe, 90% of them got through without any vetting, how do we word that in a way where you don't lie, but you mislead? And that's why they answer questions with this legal disclaimer language. They do it all the time. The truth is, the Biden administration, not just across the southern border, they brought in as many people from foreign countries as they possibly could over 4 years. And now we're in a place where a 20-year-old girl can join the National Guard and be butchered in the streets of D.C. by somebody shouting, Allahu Akbar, immediately afterward. And the response from America's communist apparatus is exactly what you think it would be.
All right, so to come for us, new fallout after the deadly attack in the nation's capital, why some Afghans in America are now living in fear.
Oh. Well, it sounds like it's pretty tough for you here. I certainly wouldn't want you to live in fear. You could always go home. Home is where the heart is, after all. Jesse, let's do some emails. I wanted to say thank you for your Thanksgiving What Are You Thankful For show. It was truly heartbreaking, or heartwarming, I'm sorry, to hear people's struggles and overcoming and still being thankful for something. It made me think about what is truly important in life and not the nitpicky day-to-day stuff. Again, thank you. Says his name is Chris. Yeah, if you missed our show from last Wednesday, I wasn't here Thanksgiving or the day after, but last Wednesday, we did some news, but we did a lot of what are you thankful for emails. And so many were super lighthearted, and so many were really deep and heavy and involved death, even, and sickness, and my mom's almost gone, and we just lost our... And so many of them were people from such heavy circumstances. And I love doing those. I love doing those What Are You Grateful For? What Are You Thankful For? Shows. In fact, I think we'll do one every Thanksgiving now, because they help me as much as they help you. Everybody, no matter what people's circumstances are, physical health, financial, whatever the circumstances are, we all find something to complain about. I know I certainly do. There's always something to complain about. This sucks and that sucks and this could have been better and the elevator wasn't working. I got a flat tire. And then you find these people who have the most wonderful outlook on life, and they're currently going through way worse things than you are. It really, at least for me, it brings it home to me. Hey, wake up. I remember when we had Hurricane Harvey here in Houston, and everything was underwater, and people were flooding, and people were getting wiped out. And we ended up doing fine. Our house didn't flood, but we didn't even lose power. But all around us, there was all this devastation. And I remember this young couple, this Christian couple, put this picture up online. I'll never forget it. They put it on social media. Her and him, they were standing in their living room. I think it was their living room. And they were knee-deep in water because their house was underwater. They're wiped out. These are not wealthy people. And they were holding up a sign that says, "Do not forget a single blessing." How amazing is that? That made an impact on me. That I try to have a better outlook on it. It helps me. Semper Fi, Marine. This is email. This year, among other things, I'm thankful for you. For the longest time, I've heard you talk about staying healthy so as not to subject oneself to the commie medical profession. Work out, take chalk, go to the range, basically get combat ready. Well, my brother, I turned 70 this year, and I took all your advice. I bought a chalk subscription with the coupon code Jesse, he says. I bought a set of kettlebells. I've been working out like an animal. I've never felt better in my life. My wife digs it too. I honestly feel like I could kick down a frigging wall. I haven't lifted free weights and worked out for most of my life, I've lifted free weights and worked out, but I slacked in recent years. Figure I was getting close to the hole, but the only difference is chalk. I don't know what's in the stuff, but thank you. Happiest of holidays, and God bless. Man, these things bless me. I'm telling you, start a stack from chalk. A male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from chalk. You are about to feel so much better. So much better, you will regret all the days you weren't on it. Natural herbal supplements are the key, all right? Chalk has them. Black Friday special time. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So before we play a couple other things, let's discuss what's actually happening with Venezuela. Trump put out on social media today that we shut down the airspace over Venezuela. And they're making it all about drugs, and I'm sure that's a big part of it, drugs, because drugs kill so many Americans every year. But there's some backstory to this you should remember always about Venezuela. Location matters, always has, it always will. We think of the globe, we think of everything as being more global now because it's so easy to get around. You're a flight away from anywhere. You can be in Japan in 15 hours. You can be anywhere. But location is always important. Proximity, I should say, is always important. You want a foot in the other guy's backyard, and you don't want him to have a foot in yours. Years ago, Venezuela was the wealthiest country in Latin America. Why? Because they sit on a mountain of money known as oil, the largest oil reserves on the planet. Venezuela was wealthy. Venezuela was prosperous. But Venezuela also had a certain percentage of the population that were malcontents. You know exactly where I'm going with this. Communists wanted to run for office, take all the power. They used the malcontentment of the people, and the communists won an election, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Well, as it always seems to work out, the malcontents all starved to death or got shot, and they took the wealthiest country in Latin America, and they completely destroyed it. Now people were eating their pets and starving to death. It's a terrible situation. But it created an opportunity for China and Russia, actually, and Iran to get a foothold in the Western Hemisphere, not that far off of the coast of the United States of America. They wanted. Remember how long they've wanted a foothold in South America. Remember how many communist revolutions that were funded and run from the Soviet Union, from China back in the day in South America. They always wanted a foothold in South America. Venezuela gave them that foothold. Venezuela has the location they want to mess with us. The Trump administration, on top of the drug stuff, which I do believe Trump cares about. I'm not totally dismissing that. But on top of the drug stuff, the Trump administration is interested in removing the communist headquarters of the Western Hemisphere. That would be Venezuela. Now, where we're going to go from here, I don't know. When you close off the airspace, that's usually a signal you're doing something. Trump had a phone call with the head of the place, said, hey, with Maduro, and he wouldn't really elaborate on what they talked about. Trump said publicly that they've offered him safe passage if he leaves. I am not saying American bombs are going to start dropping in Venezuela. I'm not saying the Marines are going to go in guns blazing. But what I am saying is, if we were about to drop bombs, and if the Marines were about to go in guns blazing, then everything we've seen leading up to this moment would make total sense. It's about the drugs. It's about eradicating the communist satellite of the Western Hemisphere. Now, as you've heard me say so many times before, the Trump administration is going to have to find a way to sell this to the American people. And I believe that is going to be a very, very, very difficult sell. It's not that the American people love drugs. It's not that the American people want a communist satellite headquarters in the Western Hemisphere. But as we've discussed so many times before, when the cost of living is so high, when people are struggling the way they're struggling, they don't care about foreign policy. They don't care about foreign countries, even if it really, really matters, even... It's hard to sell it. I know, based on the public comments we've seen, they're going to make it about drugs. Like this one, quote, drugs kill more Americans. This is Secretary of the Navy, by the way. Drugs kill more Americans than we've ever lost in wars. So I think at the end of the day, the president has correctly identified this as an attack on the country, which it is. And we've moved 15,000 troops into the Caribbean. I understand that that is going to be the attempt to sell it to the American people. My word of caution for the Trump administration, I'm not telling them how to do foreign policy or what's right or what's wrong. I'm really not, but that's going to be hard to sell. It's going to be hard to sell the people whose son just got home from college. He's $50,000 in debt. He can't find work. The family won't take a vacation this year because they can't make ends meet. The credit card bills are all basically maxed out by now. It's going to be hard to tell that family, hey, Venezuela's really important. Oh, okay, why? Well, because of the drugs. Well, I don't do drugs. My kid doesn't do drugs. We need jobs. We need better economy, but we need wages to go up. Just if you're the Trump administration, use caution with your sales on this. All right? All right. We'll do a couple emails. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. We will get to the emails in a moment. I just wanted to, again, remind you that Democrats are disgusting. Communists are awful. They are anti-humans. They do not really see any individual as being valuable at all. Not created by God. Not an individual. Not a unique soul. Just a cog in the wheel. Either you're useful for the revolution or you're not useful for the revolution. We just had a National Guard soldier murdered on the streets of Washington, D.C. The troops are on the streets of Washington, D.C. because communists turned that place into a disaster. Murder, theft, it was awful in every possible way. Donald Trump, as is his right, brought the National Guard in and cleaned up crime in the city. Senator Tim Kaine said this.
The orders that they get from their civilian leaders, that's where the problem comes in. Whether it's a Hegseth order to kill them all or an order to send guardsmen and women in a political stunt deployment to cities around the country, these two individuals should have been.
A political stunt. Democrats are so evil. They will purposely turn murderers and rapists loose on your street to terrorize your family. And if anyone does anything to stop it, they'll call it a political stunt.
Man.
Jesse, oh, it looks like we get a couple more of these. I'm thankful for the hope that my wife and I may be able to have kids someday. It has been a rough year, culminating in my wife having a miscarriage recently. It's been hard, especially for her. But before I doubted we would be able to have children due to medical stuff, we are both trying to get a bit healthier now. Enjoy the show. It's nice to finally find someone with guts to see the big picture of commie takeovers. You hanging in there, brother. I've been there. It is very, very difficult to go through a miscarriage. More difficult than other people realize it is. Just that feeling of loss and what you didn't get. But say a prayer for that young couple. They need it. Jesse. I started listening years ago when I heard some goober on the radio taking calls from people mentioning things they were grateful for. I'd never heard a radio show like that. I'm glad you don't take calls anymore, but I do miss Steve from Manhattan. Oh, gosh. Chris and I were joking about this the other day. So if you're a new listener to the show, you will not understand the legend that is Steve from Manhattan. So here's how it worked. As you can tell, I don't take calls. They're horrible. But every now and then, we never did it consistently. Every now and then we would take some. And there'd be this guy with a New York accent. He would call in. And he would go off on this rant almost every time. It was like the exact same rant of the 1965 Immigration Act, blah, 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 blah. And you need to talk to Steve from Manhattan about that. And so, obviously, it was weird. And it wasn't kind of entertaining weird. So we told the call screener, me and Chris, we said, hey, this guy, no more of this. Just leave him go. All right. Well, this wily soul, I'm sure he's listening right now. This wily soul, he starts lying about his name and what he wants to talk about. Because, you know, when you call into a radio show, the call screener takes your name and, all right, what do you want to talk about today? And they put it on the screen for the radio host so the radio host can look at the screen and say, all right, I'm going to talk to Shirley and Little Rock about, you know what I mean? Well, this guy starts lying. But he takes the lie further. He actually starts to go into the story of what he said he was going to talk about. And then 2 minutes into the story, he would just go, Have you heard about Steve from Manhattan? It was one of the greatest things in the world, trying to get on the air, and he did so successfully several times. What an idiot. I love that guy. Jesse, I'm grateful for your... Oh, this is the same guy. I'm grateful for your wisdom. More importantly, I'm grateful to be a husband and father to a beautiful little girl. We had two miscarriages, and it's clear she's a living miracle. Happy Thanksgiving to you and producer Corey. Not Chris, though. Says his name is Matt. Happy Thanksgiving, Matt, from me and Corey. All right? No, not Chris, though. Absolutely. And congrats on the baby girl. That's wonderful. Jesse, thankful now to have been sober for 227 days. You, Jesse, were a huge part in inspiring me to stop. Stop that. I didn't do anything. You sharing about your struggles helped me. Been listening to your show for 3 years, and I keep listening because your Memorial Day show is the best show of the year. Thankful to be able to enjoy all God's gifts in my life, which are only possible because of my sobriety. I'm not going to name him. Congratulations, my brother. Keep on going. I'm grateful for Jasmine Crockett because I'm convinced she is going to help us avoid as many election losses as we might otherwise have. She's just a gem.
That one person can get out of line and commit such a horrific crime as shooting two of our National Guardsmen, two National Guardsmen that never, ever asked to be here. But now you want to go against every single immigrant. That doesn't make sense. And it's frankly not who we are, because if that's the case, let's talk about the white supremacists and how many of them need to be kicked out of this country, because I can guarantee you I can track down more crimes that they've committed, because overall immigrants have a lower crime committal rate than white supremacists. But we don't want to talk about that.
By the way, that's an outright lie. The communists love to roll that statistic out. That's a complete lie. It's not statistically true, and even if it was, remember they lie about the statistics all the time. Do you know how many jurisdictions in this country list criminal Hispanic males as being white on their crime reports? Did you know that? Very common throughout the country. Anyway, setting that aside, white supremacists commit all these crimes. So I had a conversation on Saturday. I went to the neighbor's house. We all got together. Everyone kind of brought some food over. My buddy smoked cinnamon rolls. Kind of weird sounding, right? Smoked cinnamon rolls. Chris, they were unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, they had bacon on them, buddy. You would have been a no on that. But I'm telling you, they were good. What? You put meat on a cinnamon roll? Yes, Chris. It's the salty versus the sweet. That's what makes... like a Reese's peanut butter cup, so good. What do you mean? No, it's not like a cinnamon roll with chili. He took some butter and crushed up pecans, and I think it was brown sugar, and put it in a cookie tray. I think he told me he melted all that down in a cookie tray. Then he put the cinnamon rolls on it. Then he threw them in the smoker. When he pulled them off, he had bacon already crisped up. He had cooked it already, and he crumbled it up on top. So you could do without the bacon. Then it'd be Jewish. You'd be fine. And the crust at the bottom, the reason I brought that up, is it gave the bottom of it a crunch, like a good nutty crunch. I'm telling you, man, it was freaking the... Anyway, quit distracting me. I was at the neighbors on Saturday. We were over there watching the Ohio State-Michigan game. Go Bucks. Michigan sucks. Anyway, we were watching the Ohio State-Michigan game. And one of my buddies is friends with a lot of Democrats. He's a Republican. And he was talking to me about how he just got done hanging with these people. And it was so funny. All I could do was sit there and smirk because he doesn't listen to the show. But you and I all know this well. He said, Jesse, it's almost impossible to have a debate with them because they know so many things that aren't real. It occupies all your time to undo the outright lies they believe all the way. He said it was so exasperating that I essentially just went quiet after a while, because what do you do when they say he's Hitler? What do you do when they come out with these insane lies that they heard on the news that aren't based in reality at all? But that's why they talk like
this. People during the election, whether it was trans folk or whether it was the immigrant, he dehumanized. And if you study anything about the Nazis, that is where it all starts, is the dehumanization. And none of us should be sitting by, even if we're not trans.
It works on your liberal Aunt Peggy. That's why it's impossible to argue with her. Jesse, I'm grateful that my dog is 14 years old. She's had a couple issues lately. Still active and alert, so on and so forth. Listen, I tell you about Rough Greens for all dogs. All dogs. The number one dog supplement in America, remember. But if you have an older dog, please start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food. Buy that older dog, not just more time, better health. Isn't it horrible? I've always hated it. Watching your dog get physically broken down at the end. Maybe it's a stomach or a hip or the eyes go. And then you have to sit and have that debate with yourself. When do we take him in and put him down? And then that's the worst debate in the world. And that's just sadness and heartbreak. Push that day off as long as you can. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com. Just use the promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. If you miss me, don't worry. I'll be back tomorrow. You can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Couple quick things. Remember, beware of the Republican who tells you how important it is that we bring in more foreigners. This guy's running for office. His name's Andy Barr. He's running in Kentucky. He's running in a primary. Are you going to let him win?
What about resettlement of those refugees? Where should they go? What are the options?
Yes. I mean, we have failed in our obligation to help many of these Afghans who risked their lives and in many cases died for the cause of their own country in assistance to the United States. And we owe them to help them get into our country with these visas and the people.
Primaries matter. Local elections matter. Speaking of local elections, do you remember, if you were listening way back when, you'll remember, but Wisconsin had a Supreme Court election. It was for one seat on the Supreme Court. And hardly anybody talked about it. Almost everyone ignored it. We brought it up and implored people to get out and vote, but it was one of those off-year elections. Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot. Go Trump, MAGA! But that doesn't get people to the polls in off-year elections. Democrats raised six times the money, but a lot more money than the GOP candidate did. GOP candidate didn't get out the vote. We didn't show up. The National Republican Party did virtually nothing. And we lost to the communists. Headline, Wisconsin's lib-led Supreme Court stacks the congressional map deck. If we take losses in the midterms, and there's no question we'll take some, we're going to take more than we should have, because we couldn't be bothered in off-year elections that don't involve Donald Trump. So let me play this for you again. His name's Andy Barr. He's running in Kentucky. Are you going to show up if you're in Kentucky and make sure this person doesn't win?
What about resettlement of those refugees? Where should they go? What are the options?
Yes, I mean, we have failed in our obligation to help many of these Afghans who risked their lives and in many cases died for the cause of their own country in assistance to the United States. And we owe them to help them get into our country with these visas and the P-1 and P-2 visas as well. And I voted for these special immigrant visas because it would send a terrible message to our allies around.
Yeah. Now, speaking of voting, we've been playing you sound bites of this nutball communist, Aftin Ben is her name. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. The woman running in the Nashville area. Now, this is a district Donald Trump won by over 20 points. This is a red district. Polling has this race neck and neck. This is the woman who's on camera talking about abolishing the police. She's on camera saying she actually hates Nashville. She hates country music. She's trying to walk this back now because she's in a tight race. Here she
is. Do you think that ICE should be abolished?
Like I said, I've got 48 hours to flip this congressional district and have been dogged about the message of affordability. And that's not what I'm hearing in the district.
That election is here now. This is an election that should be a gimme for us. The polling has this neck and neck. These local, non-sexy elections are huge. Do you have an election? Are you listening to me right now in Tennessee? Are you sure you don't have a congressional election tomorrow? Are you 100% positive that you don't have something to vote on tomorrow? Show up and vote and drag your friends to the polls. And you want to know what kind of a difference that might make? How'd you like Donald Trump to be impeached about every other week in the House of Representatives? Because if Democrats take back the House of Representatives, that's coming. It's going to be all the time. They're going to kneecap and drag their feet and destroy this administration. And little, local, unimportant congressional elections like this, they're what make all the difference in the world. Get involved. Get involved locally. And maybe more importantly, switch to Pure Talk. Listen, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile hate you. They hate you. They use this corporate responsibility, corporate social responsibility, ESG, DEI, whatever it is, they justify taking your money and using it against your culture and your country, and you don't have to have them anymore. You don't need them anymore because we have Pure Talk now. Pure Talk lets you switch to the patriotic cell phone company. They charge you way, way, way less. How much less? Oh, I don't know. What about their unlimited plan that is selling right now for $29.95 a month? I've never seen anything like that before. This is usually in the 60s is what it costs. And if you sign up now, you get $29.95 a month for life. Switch, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Tonight's the night to switch, all right? And remember, some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. It ends on December 7th, 2025.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
National Guardsmen finally awake and responsive after being shot last week. Please keep Andrew Wolf, that is his name, and Andrew Wolf's family in your prayers. This young warrior is fighting for his life. Kelly, that would be Mark Kelly. The first Caribbean boat strike is a war crime. Mark Kelly is trying to run for president, trying to be vice president. He's taking part in a communist op against this country. Recognize it. Refuse to participate in it. U.S. gas prices fall to the lowest point since 2021. That is good. Let's keep getting these numbers down. Relief at the pump is one of those things that affects everything. It brings down the costs of everything. Good thing for everybody. David Letterman calls Trump a dictator whose behavior is worse than anything anyone has witnessed ever. Well, I'm glad we're toning down the temperature after someone shot him in the head and assassinated Charlie Kirk and everything else. They're not going to stop. Just a reminder, they're not going to stop. They're not going to change their rhetoric because they're not sorry. They actually want us to die. Homan predicts deportation of most third world migrants over risks from screening docs. I hope he is correct. I know Tom Homan to be a patriot and a serious man. Let's hope the evil communist system we have in place actually allows the deportation of all these third worlders, so maybe we can have a safe, clean country again. I will join you again tomorrow. Keep your chin up. We'll have a good time. I didn't get to near enough today. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.